Hi, and welcome once again to our Bible study for today. My name is Mike Moody, and we're pleased to be with you. Let's look to our Lord with prayer. Again, Father, it is our privilege to be in Thy presence and to have Thy Word open before us, and we thank You for it. We thank You that there was a great price for our salvation, even the death of Your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, Father, may we take the Word of God serious because of what we know and love about Your Son. We ask that You would help us understand Your Word. We thank You that it is brought to us for exhortation and for challenge and for comfort. We ask for Your guidance once again in Christ's name. Amen. We're in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we've been looking at chapter 2. The book of 1 Thessalonians, we see the first chapter dealing with the great testimony that these believers had for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in chapter 2, we're looking at the background of how this assembly had begun. And we see that Paul was reminding them of how he and his helpers had come to them and had done it in a way that was pleasing to God, and they were not looking to please men. And so along in this chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, we were examining verses 5 to 8 in particular, and how that Paul stated that they did not come to them looking for their own personal gain, but that they had come not with flattering words and such as this. And so we wanted to look a little bit further at what this word flatter means. Flattery. We read to you several verses out of the book of Proverbs and challenged our own hearts to be careful not to flatter, not to try to puff people up for our own gain. And yet, we left you to consider a verse or two in the book of Job. And we want to connect that today with the New Testament. Concerning flattery from this respect, not just in the flirty sense, but flattering in the sense of building ourselves up. Let's look at it from that angle now. Job 32, and just to get the context, remember how Job had suffered many things, and yet we see how he was, during these trials, he stood for the Lord. And we see that he was not sinless, but yet he stood for the Lord, and the Lord was pleased with that. And yet Job had things himself he needed to learn, and he was challenged by three friends that brought things before him. They were not behaving as friends in the way they were dealing with him, very contrary toward Job. But there is a fourth friend that was there that we don't often think about. After we see Job dialoguing and responding back and forth with these three so-called friends of his, as he was sitting there in agony and yet dealing with these friends, there was this fourth man named Elihu. And you know, the Lord rebuked those three friends and Job, but this man Elihu, he was not rebuked. He held his peace. He waited for those that were a little older than him to speak, and he said it got to the point to where he could not hold himself as if his belly was about to burst. He said, I have to speak now. And when he spoke words that were not rebuked. And when Elihu spoke in chapter 32 of Job, one thing that was noted is in verse 21, let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my Maker would soon take me away. Flattering titles. We turn to the New Testament, and it's rather interesting to think about how the Lord Jesus himself spoke about flattering titles. You know, in the sense of the religious world, and let's be honest, if we're saved, we're not to be religious. We're to follow a person, the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. So really, religion is not necessarily a good word. For salvation is in and through a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything outside of Christ is religion. Religion is merely man's attempt to please God on man's terms, to try to be good or whatever, to appease God through rituals or what have you. But only through the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not a way, but the way. Through Him is salvation. Through Him alone. So He's a person, not a religion. But as we look at even Christendom among those that would profess Christ, even those of us who truly know the Lord, how often do we see men exalting themselves and others exalting them with religious titles? This is contrary to the Word of God. Why? Because we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one to be exalted. And we that are in the body of Christ, we that are in the church, here in this age of grace, the church age, we should understand that anything that has to do with the Lord's assembly, the local church, and things pertaining to the Lord Himself, who's the head of the church, that He is the only one that should receive glory and exaltation. And I'll make a few points. Matthew 23, the Lord said this in verse 8, But be not ye called Rabbi, as one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. This is interesting. We are brethren, with a little b. Not a title. Now, in the Jewish culture, they want to refer to people as rabbi. Verse 9, And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Now, this isn't speaking of your dad, that type of father, but it's father in the sense of a religious sense. You know, among Catholicism and others, they want to refer to men as father in a religious sense, exalting them. But the Lord says this is not the case. We shouldn't do this, for there's only one spiritual father in the sense of our heavenly Father. Then in verse 10, Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Yes, those that are among fundamental Christianity, we want to run around calling people doctor this or reverend this. And yet the Scripture says, call no man master, for only Christ is our master. And so, again, an exhortation to those of us who are involved in leadership among the Lord's people. We're to serve among the Lord's people, not lording over God's heritage, 1 Peter chapter 5. And so the passage the Lord said in verse 11, But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. So we don't need to be looking to lift ourselves up, do we? Let me give some examples in the epistles. The only one, and this is something I would challenge you to look at, in the New Testament age, the church age, in the epistles, you will not find men that are spiritual leaders given religious titles, flattering titles. That's what we're looking at today. You see, we will not find anyone with a capital letter, such as capital P pastor, or such and so on. You will not see that put in front of their name in the Word of God with the word, the article, the. You'll never see in an epistle that was written to a local assembly in the New Testament where it would address it to the, capital P, pastor. But nevertheless, I would like to give you an example in Philippians that shows us the way it is, example to us. He wrote to the saints, to the deacons, and to the bishops. Small case letters, not capital B. But the point being is, we are not to exalt ourselves. We notice in the book of Hebrews, that the only one that is given a religious title is the Lord Jesus himself. He's referred to in Hebrews 3:1 as the apostle and high priest of our profession. Over in 1 Peter chapter 2, he's called the shepherd and bishop of our souls. You know, when the Lord was spoken of, he had capital letters on his name and as a title, but it's only describing a work for you and I whenever we see terms such as those that are shepherding the flock and what have you. So may we take it serious. As Job said, I know not to give men flattering titles, or in doing so my Maker would soon take me away. He saw that as a very serious thing. So when we run around wanting ourselves to be called Reverend or you fill in the blank, these titles in front of our names, we need to take that very seriously. The only one in the Word of God referred to as Reverend is in a description of our Lord in Psalm 111, verse 9. Holy and reverend is thy name. He's the only one that deserves such a name or a title. You know, it's another very interesting thing that I've found that even Paul, he's not called the Apostle Paul. He's called Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Little a, and the word apostle came after his name and not in front of his name. May we learn from these things that flattering titles is not pleasing to the Lord. This is a different thrust we've looked at today, but I just felt the Lord leading me to, as we were considering out of Thessalonians, how Paul said he did not come to them with flattering words. So may we be careful not to take flattering words upon ourselves or give it to other people in the religious sense. Father, again, with this word of exhortation, may you use it today, that we might all the more exalt Christ and not ourselves or other men. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 824-5525 or write us at P.O. Box 1259, Ramsour, North Carolina, zip code 27316. Our requests for tapes are free. Join us next time at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.